Now, looks like we're heading towards a future of road tolling. Transport agency eyeing up 4 uncompleted major highways for tolling. They are Transmission Gully, the famed Transmission Gully, the Tauranga North Link, Puhoi to Warkworth, and the Petone to Granada route. Road Transport Forum CEO Ken Shirley is with us. Ken, good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, Mike.
Is this the future?
I think so. It's got to be paid for. It's not a question of if you pay for it, it's a question of how you pay for it. And toll roading is a direct way of charging. It's a very transparent way of charging, and we support it, but we don't want to pay twice. In other words, you can't be paying road user charges and tolls at the same time.
What sort of revenue does it create? I mean, and is there the potential for a bit of gouging?
Yes, that's always a risk, and you'd have to guard against that. But I think road users with the AA and the forum and the public at large would be very vigilant if it was to be gouging. The two things you can do with road pricing, you can actually also control demand a bit. You can sort of price for congestion. You've got a more variable pricing at times of congestion, which will send signals to users, which can be a positive thing to ease congestion. So it's a tool that can actually is quite flexible and can have many uses.
And it's the user pays. If you don't want to pay, you don't have to use it. If you don't use it, you don't pay.
Absolutely, or use it at a different time if you're able to.
I get the sense, and this tunnel in Auckland that everyone talks about these days appears to be that roading's hot again, that people love roads, that they like the idea of roads and better roads, and so there's this interesting debate between that and public transport. I think we'd rather be on a car on a road, wouldn't we?
Yeah, there is those sort of modal debates, and the last thing we want, and we fear that this government may be heading down that path, is for road user taxes to be used to cross-subsidise uneconomic rail projects, some of them which the public won't use.
Exactly. So is this going to go ahead, or is the government going to get in the way of these 4 major highways, do you think?
Oh, no, the previous government too was looking at road pricing. I think all road users now recognise that all around the world we have more direct road pricing. So we don't have any argument with that in principle. It's just a question of how it's applied and if it's applied fairly.
All right, Ken, appreciate your time very much. Merry Christmas. Ken Shirley, Road Transport Forum CEO.